Crossroads, Spiritual Secrets 1, 2, and 3 define I want it all. How many times have I heard from people, I want it all? And our generation, people do want it all. They want to know it all, and they want to be it all, and they want to live it all. But unfortunately, one of the worst things that we all have in our lives is that we've had it all, and we didn't say thank you. You had a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend. You had lovers. You had business. You had it. But were you grateful for it? Were you smiling? Were you loving it? Were you keeping hold of it? The reason why all divorces end, all divorces happen, I should say, is because the other party is ungrateful for you. They're ungrateful. They don't appreciate you. How many times have I heard it from women? They say, my husband, my man doesn't appreciate me. And because he doesn't appreciate you, so go looking for somebody that does appreciate you. So appreciation is gratitude. Gratitude is the next bond to love. It's the attachments to life. So when you want to get it back again, when you want to get it all again, you have to reset yourself to appreciating everything that's already been given to you in your life. And that's what we call Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it that the Jewish festivals and the Jewish people always remember the Holocaust, always remember what happened 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago? Why is it we remember the past? It's because we want to say gratitude for what we've been through. The gratitude of surviving the Holocaust is a tremendous uplifting energy. It wasn't just a bad situation. It was the fact that we survived it, and our hereditary energy makes us survivors. And when you, you're alive today, your generation, your DNA, your ancestors survived everything they went through in order for you to be alive today. And that's why we say gratitude for our parents, gratitude for our grandparents, gratitude for our great-grandparents, and our great-great-grandparents, and our great-great-grandparents, because they survived. The survival instinct inside you is there. But the first key and the only key in order at the crossroads is to remember all the good things that you've had, all the miracles that have got you to where you are today, all the events. You attracted them. You didn't attract it haphazardly. It happened because you attracted it into your life. And when you appreciate all that you've had, then you can get it all back again. But you can't get it back again if you don't appreciate what you've already been through. You don't appreciate the lovers of your life. You don't appreciate the business and the money you've made in your life. You're just complaining, I haven't got it anymore, I haven't got it. People who complain that they haven't got it are never going to get it. People who appreciate what they've had and now they want to tune into that energy of getting it back again, then they tune into it by gratitude. Gratitude retrieves it. It brings it back to you. Unlike your phone, which needs a hard reset or you have to buy a new phone, your energy, your soul's energy, is one of retrieving the energy back again. You remember what it was all about because you experienced it already before, and therefore gratitude brings it back into your mind. How you do, Hashem, Kitay, Kida, Eilem, Chastay.